Jeremiah chapter 33. Furthermore, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah, its maker says, the Lord Jehovah who formed it, to establish it, the Lord Jehovah is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israel says, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts, and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have killed in my anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. Indeed, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them, as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their sin, by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their sins, by which they have sinned, and by which they have transgressed against me. And it will be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which will hear all the good that I do to them. And they will fear and tremble because of all the goodness and because of all the prosperity that I give to it. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Again there will be heard in this place, which you say will be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man, and without anyone living in it, and without beast. The voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, Praise the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Because the Lord Jehovah is good. Because his mercy endures forever. And of those who shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. Because I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, says the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Again in this place, which is desolate without man and without beast, and in all its cities, will be homes of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the flocks will pass again under the hands of him who counts them. Says the Lord Jehovah. Indeed, the days are coming. Says the Lord Jehovah that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up to David. And he will execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live safely, and this is the name by which she will be called. The Lord Jehovah, our righteousness. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says. David will never lack a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither will the priests, the Levites, lack a man before me to offer burnt offerings, and to kindle meat offerings, and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. If you can break my covenant of the day, and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may my covenant also be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne. And with the Levites the priests, my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea be measured, so I will multiply the descendants of David my servant, and the Levites who minister to me. Furthermore, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah, saying, Do you not consider what this people has spoken, saying, The two families which the Lord Jehovah has chosen, he has even cast them off. So they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. If my covenant is not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will cast away the descendants of Jacob, and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his descendants to be rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because I will cause their captivity to return, and have mercy on them.